This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The New York City Medical Examiner says that disgraced financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's death was indeed a suicide. We get details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The 66-year-old financier accused of sex trafficking was found dead in his New York jail cell last Saturday. Now the medical examiner's office has released a statement saying the autopsy and other evidence confirmed Epstein hanged himself at the federal jail. He had been placed on a suicide watch last month after he was found on his cell floor with bruising on his neck, but that watch had been lifted. The attorney general says Epstein's death remains under investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The UN Security Council met privately Friday to discuss the recent escalation of tensions between India and Pakistan following India's August 5th decision to revoke the special status of Jammu and Kashmir. VOA's Margaret Bashir has details.
After appeals from Pakistan, Permanent Council member China requested the meeting. Beijing's new UN envoy, Zhang Jun, said afterwards that India's decision has changed the status quo in Kashmir and caused tensions in the region.
China is deeply concerned about the current situation and opposes any unilateral action that complicates the situation.
Kashmir has been a regional flashpoint for decades. Nuclear powers India and Pakistan have fought several wars over the disputed territory since they both gained independence from Britain in 1947. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website. That's voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The U.S. government says it has a warrant to seize an Iranian supertanker caught in a diplomatic standoff off the coast of Gibraltar. A court document released Friday by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington shows the court has issued a warrant to seize the vessel. The United States is seeking to take control of the tanker Grace One, along with the oil it carries, and $995,000 on the grounds that the ship has links to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, which the U.S. has designated a terrorist organization. The Supreme Court in Gibraltar ruled Thursday that the tanker can be released from detention shortly after the United States had launched a last-minute legal bid to hold it. However, despite the ruling, the tanker remained off the coast of Gibraltar on Friday. Thousands of travelers at U.S. airports faced delays Friday because of a nationwide outage of U.S. Customs and Border Protection's processing systems that lasted several hours. Micah Lillard is a spokesman for the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority at Dulles Airport.
Processing procedures are returning to normal. However, passengers arriving at Dulles from international locations may experience a little bit of a lengthier wait time due to the earlier outage.
In a tweet, the CBP said the affected systems are coming back online and travelers are being processed. It said there was no indication the disruption was malicious in nature. On an average day, customs processes around 358,000 air passengers and crew. Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib now says she will not go to Israel, even after being granted a humanitarian exemption. We get details from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Israel gave Tlaib a permit on humanitarian grounds to visit her family, but the Michigan Democrat says she will not accept, citing what she says are oppressive conditions meant to humiliate her and which would break her 90-year-old grandmother's heart. Israel's interior minister earlier said Tlaib made a formal request to visit and had agreed to follow restrictions. Under pressure from President Trump, Israel yesterday took the unprecedented step of saying it would deny Tlaib and fellow lawmaker Ilhan Omar entry to Israel and the West Bank because they back a boycott of the Jewish state. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure.
And Easy Rider actor Peter Fonda, the son of Henry Fonda and the star of the 1969 cult classic, has died at the age of 79 after suffering respiratory failure from lung cancer. His family said in a statement, in honor of Peter, please raise a glass to freedom. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.